roiling politics in Washington again today. We're going to start with the final day of testimony for the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The day has included, so far, a fight between Democrats and Republicans over confidential documents about Kavanaugh's time in the George W. Bush White House. And it has continued with more questions about Kavanaugh's views on issues such as abortion. NPR Washington correspondent Brian Naylor joins us. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Lisa.
Why this fight over confidential documents on day three of the confirmation hearings?
Well, this has been kind of bubbling in the background throughout these hearings. Democrats are upset, and even before the hearings, actually, Democrats are upset because they say that they've not been able to get access to over 100,000 documents that Brett Kavanaugh worked on or was associated with during his time in the George W. Bush White House. They say that these documents are important, or they may well be important, but they might shed light on Kavanaugh's views on issues, the things that he worked on when he was in the White House. But the White House, this White House, and the George W. Bush's representative, a Washington lawyer, has resisted turning over the documents, saying that they were privileged. Those that have been turned over, some of them have been marked committee confidential, meaning that they couldn't be made public. But today we saw kind of a breaking of the logjam when some Democrats said that they're going to go ahead and release these things anyway.
Yeah, it was a breaking of the logjam and breaking of protocol. Mazie Hirono and Cory Booker decided that they would risk possible expulsion from the Senate by releasing some of the documents. Is there anything that we know of yet in the documents that would make it worth their risking their jobs for?
Well, first, I don't think anyone's going to lose their jobs. Cory Booker talked about this being an act of civil disobedience, and he was willing to risk his job. And Republican Senator John Cornyn from Texas said, you know, you could be expelled for violating the Senate rules. And just because you are running for president doesn't mean that you can violate rules. And Booker basically said, well, you know, bring it. You're going to expel me, bring it. But that's not going to happen. No one's going to get expelled. But we have learned a few things. You know, there have been a few documents about Kavanaugh's views on Roe v. Wade and about affirmative action, things that pretty much line up with what we've already know about Kavanaugh, that he is a conservative and will be a very conservative member of the Supreme Court.
Vermont's Democrat Patrick Leahy returned to a topic that came up yesterday, emails that Leahy claims were stolen from his office during the judicial confirmation wars of the Bush administration, revealing how Democrats were going to fight Bush-era nominees. Leahy asked Kavanaugh if anyone gave him information such as that for his confirmation hearing this week.
But did anybody hand you anything marked highly confidential
for this
about any one of these senators?
No, I'm not remembering anything like that, but you all did talk about the issues. In other words, there are no surprises. They're not no surprises, but there are, you know, you gave me a basic concerns and issues you want to make sure.
How does that moment and that kind of back and forth strike you, Brian?
You know, I think it's very, very inside baseball. They're kind of refighting this this incident from back in the early 2000s when documents and emails were hacked. Some of the Democratic senators on the Judiciary Committee had their emails hacked. And whether or not Kavanaugh was involved in was shown any of those documents, but it's not likely to have any kind of an impact. I think what it does is just sort of illustrate the continued polarization on the committee and in the Senate and in Washington.
There are other questions, including attempts to stop the printing of 3D plastic guns. Questions like that were aimed at uncovering Kavanaugh's thoughts on governmental regulation. Did he reveal anything there?
Well, no, he refused to answer anything about the 3D printers and guns, saying that it's an issue that might come before him as a Supreme Court justice. But he did, you know, talk a little bit about his views on regulations, and he feels that, you know, government should stay out of a lot of areas that are not specifically outlined in legislation by Congress. He thinks that government agencies shouldn't unilaterally expand their regulations into into areas. He has a very, small government view of things.
Okay. And day four continues tomorrow without Brett Kavanaugh, right?
That's right. There will be several groups of outside groups that are for and against the nominee, and they'll be heard from tomorrow.
Brian Naylor, NPR Washington correspondent. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, Lisa.